Morning. What you've been seeing on the screen is a compilation of various videos singing the same psalm, which is Psalm 100, which is what we're going to be hearing all about today. And we will hear the rest of it at the end of the service as we leave. So there will be a few more versions of this particular psalm. It's always amazing how many different ways one can say the same words and resonate with different people as a result. So in that keeping with that theme, I would like to welcome us all to stand, if we can, and join together as we praise God and read the call to worship. This call to worship is the various versions of the Bible also saying the same thing in Psalm 100. So let's begin with the men saying triumphantly, sing to the Lord, make a joyful noise. Shout for joy. Be thankful and praise the Lord as you enter his temple. Shout triumphantly. Sing to the Lord. Make a joyful noise. Shout for joy. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. And if you can stay standing, that would be awesome for the first song. This is a new one, but it also is a Psalm 100 song. And let's shout triumphantly. Make a joyful noise. I would like to first introduce some guests that are here. I've got my friend and colleague, Gaylene, and her parents, John and Esther from Grunthal. So welcome here today. I'm very happy that you're here. Are there any other guests that would like to be introduced or introduce themselves? Okay, if not, let us go through the announcements. Within our church community, we're still looking for volunteers for the Sunday school. So if your heart leads to assist in this mission, that would be great. And there's sign-up sheets in the church. Thanksgiving every month, we're still collecting food for the Union Gospel Mission. So if you've got any additional goods to contribute to that, please do so. And our clothing fair, we are very happy to have that continue on this year, and it will be in November. So any gently used clothing, toys, for children and their families, that they will be gratefully accepted again. This has been a great mission for the community. It was all part of the community kitchen, and it's really great to know that it's still continuing on. And we do have so many things that we can share that we no longer use that are still in very good condition for others. And I would like to continue also with prayer requests and those that we need to keep in our prayers. Louise Lage is still in the hospital, slowly recovering. Please continue to keep her in your prayers. Henry Dick is in Health Sciences Center ICU, not sure what it's called now. There is a turn for the better, but please continue to keep him in your prayers. And Anna Dick is in the Riverview Health Center. We see that there are plenty of people in our personal care homes as well, so please look at the list and include them in your prayers as well. I would like to start sharing with a short slideshow. Part of it is in keeping with the theme of the Psalm 100. The song says, "We've traveled here down many ways to praise the one true God." Well, for me, as many of you know, that is actually a literal translation to me. One of the ways I travel to praise God is to travel through to other parts of the world and going to see some of the many wonders that God has created. The list of places is infinite, and there are so many places to see and to praise God. I feel blessed to have the ability to travel, visiting places of natural beauty that takes your breath away sometimes, experiencing the culture in food, music, and art, and learning about the people, especially the people, not only those that I meet, but those I travel with as well. So from the Hare Krishnas in Sydney to the members of the Catholic Church in Santiago de Compostela, I've seen a glimpse of how other people are a part of God's family and of God's story, and each has played a part in my own personal faith journey. And that was kind of a glimpse of some of the things that I praise God to. Sunrises and sunset were amazing, particularly when you're on the water, and just nature. Nature is just embracing and all-encompassing when you're walking through these areas. So there I've started. Does anybody else have some sharing that they would like to contribute to the service?
George Weeb left a message on my answering machine informing me that his brother Menno, who is not doing well, is now giving up blood. He did not specifically ask that I present a prayer request to this congregation, but I understand many here are firm believers in the efficacy of prayer, and therefore I present it to you. We misunderstand a lot about death and dying and the relation to sickness. This in itself is a major topic, but I'm not going into that. Anyways, those who are more medically inclined and trained are better equipped to deal with that. Anyways, the thing is this, and I don't want to go on too long. The thing is this, by all appearances, Menno will go to meet his Lord. But I'd ask that you pray for the comfort, his personal comfort, the comfort for his family, and for the comfort of George and Esther Weeb. This family has contributed so much to all of us. We all know that. I don't think we have to elaborate upon that.
Thank you for sharing. We will keep him in our prayers as well. Is there anybody else who has something to share? Okay, if not, I will ask Cindy Cowett to come up and read the Bible verse. We're switching this around just a little bit. This is a verse that she remembers from her childhood and has chosen this to be part of our Psalm series. And I think many of us can say that too, that a lot of the verses we know we actually learned and memorized as our youth. So I will ask Cindy to come up and read the scripture, and then Pastor Gary will come up for the prayer.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is good. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, and give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever, for his faithfulness continues through all generations.
Would you bow with me as we bring our lives as a congregation, as individuals before God? God, as we sit and think about this psalm, it reminds us of how we feel when we come into your presence. As long as we're focusing on ourselves, we see our own struggles first and foremost, and the things that are not as they should be, and the places we have not been treated right. But when we walk into your presence and we see you, everything changes, and our response to you begins with praise. And so we thank you. We are truly blessed with the people around us, with our family, our friends, and the significant people that you have enriched our lives with our church family. We thank you also that, unlike many people in the world, we have food to eat, we have a place to live, and we have a sense of safety at the end of the day. Our heart also goes out to those who need care. We think of those, first of all, within our own congregation. We think of Louise Lage, who has been in the hospital now these many months, and ask that you would be with her and help her to feel your presence. Be with Rudy also as he walks beside her. Be with Henry Dick in hospital as the doctors try and sort out what is going on and as we wait for things to settle down. And be with Elfrida as she stands beside him and with the family as they wait. Be with Anna Dick also at Riverview. We think also of our family in personal care homes. Of Margaret Berg, Martin Bergen, Agnes Dirksen, John Gosen, John Gunther, Susanna Harder, Anna Hildebrandt, Peter Jansen, Elizabeth Clausen, Margaret Clausen, Henry Klein, Dagmar Redekup, Maria Wiens, Jake Dick, Mary Gunther, Annie Stein, Margaret Pankratz, Kathy Wagner, Hildegard Knuff, and Rob Bell. We hold them before you today. God, there are people on each of our minds who we concern ourselves with, and so we take a moment of silence to bring these people before you as well. We consider our larger world. We ask that you would be with our Canadian government as we look forward to elections happening in a few months. May this be a time which calls the best out of our leaders. Help us all to take our responsibility in responding as well. We think of the situation in Korea, where things are once again tense. God, we know that there is a lot of history and a lot of anger and hatred that is here, but we also know that you are God. Be with those who work to bring peace. Give them wisdom and good words. We think also of the broken around our world, those who have been abused, those who have been put down because of race, those who struggle with health issues or with a lack of food, those in refugee camps, and the many who are struggling around the world. God, we know they have a special place in your heart. This morning, God, we have come to praise you. And so we ask that you would see the praise of our heart and receive that as our offering. Children's story. Okay. Everyone one under 42, please come to the front. We're sitting over here today. And so the two of you are going to be very, very busy. That's all I got to say. So, what do you do when you encounter, oh, hey buddy, how are you doing? So what do you do when you have something very, very exciting happen in your life? Let's say you move into a new house. That's a very nice tractor. What do you do when something very exciting happens? Right. Well, you know, this is what we do when we're excited about a tractor. We talk about it, right? Excellent. And when we move into a house, we get excited, especially when we can paint our bedrooms whatever color we want. And if you have a new grandchild, well, you try not to drive the congregation a little nuts talking about it, but you also celebrate that, right? And all sorts of things. If you have birthdays, well, yes, absolutely. I'm very excited about this tractor. That's wonderful. Well, what do we do when we're excited about what God does for us? Well, you know what? And we all want to take your example when it comes to faith. And we're so excited, we just have to talk about it, right? But we don't just talk. The psalm says that we should shout and sing and do all sorts of things. So, okay.
Yes, he is. Is that hard? Can you sing it with me then, please? Here we go. God is a good God. Yes, he is. God is a good God. Yes, he is. And then there's a part that you have to do actions. Well, he picked me up, turned me round, set my feet on higher ground. Okay. But we're going to have instruments, so can you say that part with me right now, please? Well, he picked me up, turned me round, set my feet on higher ground. Then it's back to God is a good God. Yes, he is. God is a good God. Yes, he is. So when we get to, well, he picked me up, turned me round, set my feet on higher ground. And Jeff is going to really help us with that. So would you take one of these instruments, please, and just keep the beat.
Here, you need two of those.
Yeah, you can choose whichever. There's some really good ones for people who like to make noise. There's those cymbals there.
You want this?
And anybody else who would like an instrument? We have a few extras. Okay, so I'm going to play my instrument. Do you want to, could you stand up, please, if you're able?
We'd like to have a something and then a prayer yet.
To remind you of praising God. So when we sing again, you can use these and you can play them to praise God.
Okay, let's have a prayer before we head back, okay? Thank you, God, for the wonderful things you have done for us and for the song you put in our hearts. Help us not to forget that we're here to celebrate. Amen.
Take collection.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lasse. That was amazing. Just a comment before we take a look at this song. We've heard already that Linda mentioned that there's a sign up for Sunday school. I'd like to push that a little bit. If any of you have been wandering down in the lower part of the education wing, you see that it's all been painted. We've got special paintings in each of the rooms, and that Kim has done, and Eric has done some painting right at the bottom. It's beautiful. You've got to take a look. We're excited about our program. We still need a few people to plug in, and those few people are probably you. There's a bunch of categories. You can be a teacher, a teacher's helper, help with crafts or baking, and a very important one, and the one we need the most volunteers for, is prayer support. So if you can commit yourself to pray every week for the Sunday school department, there's a sign-up sheet at the back, please sign up. There's a whole lot of lines there, and that's a very important place for people to plug in, so please take that seriously. Let's take a minute to pray. God, we have come as your people, and as we contemplate our lives, we recognize that you have touched our lives and the lives of our people in so many ways. Not only that, you have changed us to be a people who know how to praise you. Be with us as we take a look at this passage. Help us to know how better to be your children. Amen. So, last night, as we were laying in bed, there was a funny sound. It took us a little while to figure out what it was. It was fireworks. Who needs to do fireworks between the thunder? Who knows? But there it was, anyhow. Fireworks is always kind of fun. You sit there, we were in bed and didn't go out there, but when you go out and watch fireworks, it's really cool because you never know what's going to come up. The colors and the shape of the spinning fireballs and the sound and even the smell. And you always know when the end is coming because that's when they pull out the special effects. And they bring them out more quickly, and there's this staccato of sounds as these things shoot into the air with all these colors. And when it's done, you just kind of sit down and go, oh, that was wonderful. That is Psalm 100. Book 4 of the Psalms starts in chapter 90. And if you read through chapter 90, there's a couple of laments in there, but for the most part, it's praise and hymns of praise. And what happens is it sort of builds until the final doxology or this cacophony comes together in chapter 100, old 100. And you just sit there and sort of, as you read through this or if you listen to some of the music we heard during the prelude, just starts to shiver down your back as you realize God is good. And it's when all the fireworks go off at one time. It's amazing. In the text, it tells us a number of reasons why we need to celebrate God. It's very brief. It doesn't tell it all. But a few things. Let me just mention. Verse 1. It says that we celebrate God because God is bigger than the Mennonites. Shout for joy to the Lord, all you Mennonites. All you Christians. All you people, where does it end up? All creation. And you get this picture in your mind of Isaiah 55 where it talks about the mountains shouting for joy and the trees clapping their hands, or Revelation chapter 7 where people from every language, tribe, and nation come together around the throne of God. And nobody's handing out sheet music. They just know the song. And they break into song. And as you read that passage, it gives you a sense, it's inviting us to be a part of that now. God is the God of all creation. It also says that God is the one who created us. Verse 3. God is our creator. The one who made us in the wonderful way that we are. The one who has created us to grow and enjoy life. The one who's created us to respond in praise. And he longs to be our shepherd. We have these beautiful pictures in Psalm 23 and Ezekiel 34 and John 10 about what that means. God has made us, he knows what we need. And as a shepherd, he leads us in life-giving ways and invites us to be all that he has made us to be. It says in verse 5, it says another three things about God. It says, God is good. Where have you heard that before. Brings you right back to the beginning of Genesis. What does it say after God created each day? And it was good. God's goodness is reflected in creation. God is a good God. Look, as we heard earlier, looking to draw us back to what He has created us to be, so we also can be good. We celebrate that. And it says that God loves us with a love that is eternal. It never goes away. And we have that picture of love in Jesus Christ. I was going to say we have a cross at the front, but you have to imagine it if the screen is in your way. The cross at the front of the church and wherever we put it is a reminder of God's eternal love for us. And then it goes on to say at the end of verse 5 that God's loving kindness, the Hebrew word is chesed, goes on forever through the generations. It's a wonderful word. It's a word that is used most often to describe God in the Old Testament. We think of judgment and justice and all these dour kind of words. Loving kindness, a parental kind of word that's used to describe who God is. That's why we praise God. So what is it that brings joy into our life? What is it that sort of lights our fire and makes us want to praise? Our first response is to say, well, typically it's circumstantial. We praise God when everything's going good. When we've got food to eat, when it's safe to be outside, when our health is good, when everyone around us loves us, when everything is good, and everyone's doing well, it's happy to be full of joy. But you're ready to hear the problem, don't you? It's a bit shallow. Because some of you have experienced what it's like to live without food and without safety. Many of you have experienced what happens when health begins to deteriorate and people that we love are taken away or become ill. And that, if that's the basis of our joy, we're in deep trouble. Because then our joy is gone. The Bible tells us three things that work as the basis for our joy. Number one, it should be number three. I'm sticking at the beginning because I want to have a different number three, is choice. Look at Philippians chapter 4. We can choose to be people of joy. All of you probably know, as I do, people who have made an art of being miserable. They can turn everything upside down and they can complain about everything. And these are wonderful people, but you can only drink coffee so long with them before you need some fresh air. It's a choice. We can choose to be people who are people of joy. I listen to some of your stories and I hear you talking about how wonderful it is that God has brought you through illness and now you're doing well. And I'm thinking, shouldn't you be complaining that you were ill? No, you're grateful. And all the other things, I hear you as people turning the struggles in life into something to praise God for. You guys are amazing. The second thing, so the first thing that brings joy is choice. The second thing that brings joy is the things that God has done in our lives. So we mentioned some of them from Psalms. There were six things that I mentioned. And there are things that you have to remember too. God has given us, Linda mentioned a few right at the beginning. We praise God for nature and for our family and for food and for all the things around us. And it brings us joy. But there's more than that. There's also the promises of God which start before we were born. What does the song of the prophet say? You knit me together. You had already figured out who I was going to be before I was born till eternity. God has things worked out for us and has wonderful things in store for us. And so that brings us joy. There is a third thing which is very, very important, but one thing that we don't mention that often, at least I don't. It shows up in Revelation chapter 5 verse 9 and in 14 verse 3. It's a concept that comes from the Psalms. It's mentioned six times in the Psalms. Psalm 40 verse 3, for instance. God has put a new song in our mouth. Do you know what that means? That means when we become Christians, when we say yes to following the way of God, that God places inside of us a song of joy. And it's there. And that song of joy is what carries us. And it's not affected by the things. Yes, we go through hard times. Yes, we're sad and disappointed and difficult things happen. But that does not extinguish that song of joy. It's Paul and Silas sitting in prison. Why are they singing? Circumstances would say, don't sing, complain. Paul, you should be mad because as a Roman citizen, you shouldn't be here. But they're singing praises. Why? Because it's in them. And it just comes out. That's what Psalm 100 is about. That's the song that God has placed in us. And he said, okay, now. And we just open up and let it happen. It's a writer, Calvin Miller. He's written a trilogy of books. The Singer, which looking at the Gospels. The Song looks at the book of Acts. And the Finale, which looks at Revelation. And in there, he talks about Jesus as the troubadour. And he comes with a song. And the song draws people in. And as people say yes to him, they receive the song. And they begin to sing it. And it changes them. And it changes everybody they bump into. Because God has placed in us a song. This is the point where you holler hallelujah. Now, one thing. We do have the volume button. And there are ways we can turn that volume up and down. Sometimes we turn it down. Revelation talks about that in chapter 2 and 3, where John talks to the seven churches. And he says, you know, you've kind of let my relationship with you go. You've lost your first love. You've got to work at that. You're not hot or cold, you're lukewarm. And so, that's one of the things that turns down the volume. When we distance ourselves from God, we need to work at our relationship with God like we do with everyone else. Reading our Bible, praying, coming to church, living out our faith. Another thing that turns the volume down is when we compromise our values. We say, we're followers of Jesus, but I'm not going to follow him right now. I've got something else in mind. We're followers of Jesus, first and foremost. And when we compromise that, the volume gets turned down. If there's any ways in which we kind of push him away, the song gets quieter in us. And the song is an invitation. Crank it up, folks. Crank it up. Turn back. Remember our first love. Remember that we find our values and our ethics in the way of Jesus Christ. And then Psalm 100 bubbles out of us. Isn't that amazing? What does Nehemiah say in Nehemiah 8:10? The joy of the Lord is our strength. Isn't that wonderful? The people had just come back from Babylon. Everything was smashed flat. Their houses were broken. Their fences, the temple, everything was destroyed. And they get discouraged. And they say, the neighbors are harassing us. And this is too much work. We can't. And he says, as long as we're going to be negative, we can't. Negativity pulls us apart and makes us individuals. But when we focus on what God has given us and allow the joy of God to flow through us, then we have the strength to do what's in front of us to do. The joy of the Lord draws us together, focuses our eyes on God, fills us with a sense of hope and love and gratitude. Psalm 100 has seven imperative, I keep getting the wrong number of fingers up there, seven imperative verbs in there, seven things that it says we should do. I mentioned it very briefly. The first one in chapter 1, or verse 1, rather, is shout. Shout for joy. And this is the kids up the front here, especially Mr. Tractor Man, who just couldn't stop talking about what it was. That's exactly what we're talking about. Just open up and let it out. Shout for joy. That's what we do when we're excited. When somebody gets engaged, do they go, don't tell anybody. When somebody has a grandchild, whoever that might be, they're all excited about it. When things happen, we shout. We have got the joy of God in us. We've got the new song in us. And the psalmist says, all you have to do is open up and let it out, and it's going to shout. The second thing he says is, worship the Lord in gladness. The word worship is the same as service in Hebrew. And so what he's saying is, another thing to do is worship God, praise God, serve God, follow God, because that's what we want to do. This song draws us there. Then it calls us in to worship. We are called in anyways. We find ourselves busy with our work and with our family and with our play and with all sorts of things. And he says, come on in to worship. Make time for this, for your devotions, for the Bible, for all the things that build relationships. Then he says, know, chapter verse 3, starts with the word, know that the Lord is God. That's not head, that's experience. He's saying, know that the Lord is God. It's not only a statement of what we believe, the Lord is God. It's also an action. It's even a political statement. The Lord is God. In the early church, they figured out how to sort out who were Christians and who weren't. They'd go up to somebody and say, say Caesar is Lord. And they said, I can't. Jesus is Lord. Gotcha. It's a political statement to say, to celebrate God as Lord. And what we're saying is, we live in this world, and there's lots of good things happening here, and we're going to all vote in the election in a couple of months, right? Okay, good. Because we want to call our country to be the very best that they can be. But we are citizens of another country. And that's called heaven. We live here, we appreciate it, we're grateful for what is here. But our number one loyalty lies in heaven. Our ethics, the decision-making we make, is based on the teachings of Jesus. Then he says, enter his courts with thanksgiving. This psalm was meant to be sung as people came into worship. The first three verses were usually the people walking in, singing at the top of their lungs, and verse 4 and 5 is the choir up here responding, and they were all antsy. They wanted to get their part in there because it was so exciting. And that's why Linda had you listen to it as you came in. It's something that draws us together into worship, draws us together as people, draws us into God's presence. And then it says, be thankful and praise God. Verse 4, I guess. Now, somebody has suggested that being thankful is for what God has done in the past, and praising God is for what God is doing now. I think it's a little bit of a stretch to try and make the word say that, but the point is good. God has done things in the past, and we've talked about that before, and you all, every day, are making lists of the things that God has done for you, right? Yes. We decided that 3 weeks ago when we looked at Psalm 71, and so I know you're all doing that. And praising God is for what's happened today. And that's what you talk about over lunch today. Wow, do you see what God did? There were some really wonderful things. We bumped into people. Some things were said in the worship service. Something touched my heart. Whatever it might be, we praise God. Psalm 100 is a reminder that God has placed a new song in our hearts. And as people of God, we're invited to come together in worship and release that song and let it shine. May that song continue to bubble out of you throughout this day and throughout your life.
And now may we respond by saying, shout to the Lord. All the words are in our bulletin today. Sorry, I didn't mention that earlier.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let to the Lord. Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth let us sing, power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down, seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing compares to the promise I have.
And now, just before the benediction, I'm putting up a few more slides from our trip, and these are all houses of praise that we saw, and I don't think I really noticed how many times I took pictures of churches until I put them all together in this compilation. At the end, there's going to be a picture of the Catholic Church at Santiago de Compostela. That's sort of the end of the Camino walk, and they have a pilgrim service every day at noon. And I just wanted you to take note of the thurible, which is this huge incense burner that, you know, I've been in Catholic churches before, and the priest holds it in his hands. Well, this is a huge one that's hanging from the church, and the priests will pull on this rope. They will set the thurible in motion, and within minutes, it is flying, literally flying, from one end of the church to the other, to ensure that everybody is covered in the incense, and as the incense goes up, it encompasses everybody's prayers to God. So it was really cool. So now I will ask Gary to join us for the benediction, and then we will sing the closing song. And if you could rise, please, if you are able.
Just one comment before the benediction. If the volume has turned down on the song for you, you need to talk about that. You probably have somebody in your life that you look up to as a person who walks closely with God. Tap them on the shoulder and chat with them. If you don't have anybody to talk with, talk to me. There is a volume button. We can turn it up. And now, O people whose lives are an act of praise to God, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord continue to make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord continue to turn his face toward you.
As we depart the church after the closing song, there is Lasa will be holding a basket of shells. And that's just a reminder of Psalm 100. Take it with you and just hold it in your hands today and sort of keep it as a reminder of Psalm 100, singing praises. And the reason we chose the shells is because there is a symbol on the Camino that is a shell. So it kind of represents a lot of different things. And it's something, many of them I have actually collected in my travels throughout North America and overseas, but I think most of them are from BC.
Kids, if you want to play your instrument during this song.
Yes, children, if you want to come up and grab a noisemaker, or young at heart as well. Thank you.
joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, serve the Lord, with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is good. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth is truth. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory.